With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Congressional leaders have a deal on a short-term spending bill that will fund federal agencies for about 3 months, averting a partial government shutdown when the new budget year begins October 1st. Speaker Mike Johnson dropped the conservative Republican plan to link temporary funding with a mandate that would have compelled states to require proof of citizenship when people register to vote. Former President Trump says no to future debates, saying he's already fulfilled his debate commitments he made.
I've already done two, one with Crooked Joe Biden at CNN and the other one with Kamala on ABC. CNN was very fair, I thought. Joe was driven out of the race. It was a coup, by the way, but he was driven out of the race. And they've been widely criticized by the radical left lunatics for all of the fairness.
Former President Trump also says he doesn't think he'll run for office again if he loses in November. He made the comment during an interview Sunday on the weekly news show Full Measure. He added, "I think hopefully we're going to be successful." When asked about the possibility of appointing Tulsi Gabbard or Elon Musk to cabinet positions if he wins, the former president said it's too early, but he did not rule anyone out. Also at SRNnews.com, the president of the National Religious Broadcasters Association, Troy Miller, is calling on all Christians to fulfill their responsibility to vote.
There's a lot of them that are sitting on the sideline. About a third of them, a little over a third of them, 34% of evangelicals didn't vote in the 2020 election, and likewise probably in the 2022 midterms as well. So, you know, we really think that's a powerful voice, a powerful block, and we need to get them to the polls.
This is SRN News. Pastors are going to the polls in November, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to LifeWay Research, 97% of America's Protestant clergymen will vote. But for whom? That is a little tricky. Almost 25% refused to answer the question on the LifeWay poll. Only 4% refused in 2020. But amongst those who will discuss the matter, 50% say they will cast their ballot for former President Trump, while 24% say they will support Vice President Kamala Harris. The rest of Protestant pastors still haven't decided. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nevada's decided not to appeal a judge's ruling from earlier this year that ordered the state to use its Medicaid funds to pay for abortions for poor women. Until now, it's only paid to end pregnancies resulting from rape or incest. Voters in Nevada are set to consider a measure that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution on Election Day. This is SRN News. A Florida sheriff is fed up.
So Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood is taking a new tactic to try to get through students and their parents. He's posting the mugshot of any offender on social media. Law enforcement officials in Florida and across the country have seen a wave of school shooting hoaxes recently, including in the wake of the deadly attack at Appalachian High School in Georgia. Sheriff Chitwood is warning parents that if their kids are arrested for making these threats, he'll make sure the public knows it. John Scott report.
Kamala Harris is skipping the Archdiocese of New York's 79th Al Smith Memorial Foundation dinner October 17th. Her campaign says she'll instead campaign in key battleground states. Harris is the first presidential candidate to skip the annual charity dinner since Walter Mondale back in 1984. New York Archdiocese spokesman Joseph Swilling says former President Trump has confirmed that he will be there. More details at SRNnews.com.